Hi, I'm Tim Calvert, Vice Chair of the Audio Description Association, and I have the honour of bringing you the first audio version of the Audio Description Association's newsletter for January 2024. In this edition, we have a very warm welcome message, a spotlight on AIDA's new chairman, Edward Coppersaro, AIDA's training standard update, AIDA's website update, AIDA Need You, AIDA events that includes information on the AIDA Zoom Soup sessions, AIDA skill set sessions, industry events, what's on TV and stage highlights, audio description resources of you on access, AIDA's Board of Trustees information, and a Happy New Year message. So, without further ado, let's get started. A warm welcome. Hello AIDA members, as we say goodbye to the festive season and step into 2024, we're thrilled about the new opportunities and adventures ahead. We're excited to announce the return of the AIDA newsletter. Here's a sneak peek at what's coming your way. There'll be quarterly issues. Get ready for regular updates and stories every quarter. The AIDA Spotlight, exclusive interviews with standout AIDA members. Training and workshop information, sharpen your skills and expand your knowledge. Relevant industry news and updates, stay informed with the latest industry news. What's on? Discover AIDA's latest AD live performance and TV viewing picks and suggestions. Get ready to join the AIDA newsletter party. It's going to be a blast. And we can't wait to share it all with you. AIDA Spotlight. Drum roll, please. We're thrilled to kick off our first AIDA Spotlight with Edward Coppersaro. Interviewed by myself, Tim Calvert, I'm AIDA's Vice Chair. You can now hear the interview that I conducted with Edward. So to start with, Edward, tell me about your background, the things that you've been involved in, and your passions.
I'm Edward Coppersaro, Tim, and lovely to join you for this session. Okay, so I'm 58 years old. I have retinitis pigmentosa, and I was diagnosed when I was 11, having had night vision problems since the age of five. I enjoyed going to the theatre as a teenager and as a young adult, and then gradually stopped doing it as my eyesight got worse. I registered blind at the age of 21, and then discovered in about 20, 25 years ago, audio description being offered in venues, and that was helpful. And I started to go back to the theatre again. And through that, I came to meet describers, and I developed my own feelings about how description worked well and how it didn't work so well. So I found my way to AIDA through that. Professionally, I started my career as doing public policy work as a parliamentary aide, and then went to Saatchi & Saatchi Advertising. And then from there, I went into charities marketing, particularly so some large events like at the end of the 80s, I was working on the production of the Pink Floyd, The Wall on the Potsdamer Platz when the Berlin Wall came down, and as a big fundraiser for charity. And then I went to various charities, youth crime prevention charity called Crime Concern, Motor Neurone Disease Association, where I ran the marketing and communications and fundraising, then fundraising director at the National Asthma Campaign, then running my own business with small clients, and then a long stint with Children with Leukemia, building that from quite a small charity to a largish one. And all the time helping smaller charities grow. So now I split my time between Audio Description Association and a historic buildings charity in Buckinghamshire, and our local historical society, the Amersham Society, which I chair, and three other organisations as well, which I'm a trustee of and take time. And I collect board games, antique board games.
So can you talk a little bit about taking on the chairman role and your vision for the next 12 months?
Neil Redding did a tremendous job of seeing AIDA through COVID when Theatreland closed down effectively, and he kept Ada's chin above water and used the opportunity to create a website fit for the future. The old one was very cronky. So we had a platform on which to build. And when he retired and I took over in September, I felt that the key thing was to make sure that we really had as many people working in description as possible being members of Ada, because only by working together could we achieve some strength in making sure that the work was as good as it should be, and that we weren't constantly being forced to cut corners in order to match the lower prices being offered by people who weren't offering such a quality experience for visually impaired people. To get members on board, I think the first thing we needed to do was to ask people to join. And Joe, followed by Trish, have been doing a great job on getting the membership back up to where it was pre-COVID, getting the website with more functionality so that people's members' directory entries, for example, can be updated by them and people can renew their memberships. And Oscar's been working hard on that. We've got a newsletter, which this is the first one, coming out quarterly, I think. But so there's regular updates to members. There are Zoom sessions, the AD Soup, which Roz is going to be running. The pilot went well with 17 people taking part, and we're going to be promoting a series of five monthly ones, one a month from January to May, with a view to resuming again in the autumn and running September through to May again. And you'll be doing your masterclass series as well for more in-depth, 90-minute sessions on a specialist subject for people's continuing professional development. So I think we'll have some really great benefits for people who join Ada. They'll feel more part of a community of describers who are committed to high professional standards and supporting each other. It can be clearly quite a lonely profession. A lot of it's done at home alone, and although not because not everybody gets to describe in pairs. And then from there, we need to be ready to launch training in the best possible way and in a sustainable way. Ada has been a major training provider in the past, and others have provided training as well. But we need to make sure we've got agreed standards across the industry of what we're training people to do. And Roz is leading a team with Mo at the moment on trying to review the standards we've got for the three modules, which have been the historic training in how to write an introduction, how to write a description, and how to deliver a description. But also looking beyond that at the other modules, there is nothing on how to do a touch tour, how to manage the visitor experience, how to do integrated description, and or even specialist modules on describing dance or fights and so forth. We don't have any standards to which those can be done, and we need to look at doing that. Similarly, Veronica is leading a team looking at how we work on standards for screen so that we can start to deliver training to those standards. Veronica's the major contributing author to the European Blind Union guidelines on the standards, on the way in which screen description should be done. And distilling those guidelines into a set of standards and then matching it to training modules will be the work of the next few months. And hopefully we'll be ready to start delivering on that in the autumn. I think that takes me up to about 12 months from now.
And finally, Edward, can you talk a little bit about why you feel people should be a part of the Audio Description Association and join as a member?
I think that the benefits of membership are now much clearer, which is that you get to be part of the conversation about standards. There are sessions online which you can join in, which are delivered by people who are hugely experienced. There's a lot of interaction. Everybody can contribute to the discussion, share their experiences and grow, benefit and grow from that. There are the newsletters about what's going on. We've got our directory so that anyone looking for a describer can search for a live describer in a particular location or for a particular skill set. And we are the preeminent organisation in the UK for describers to belong. But by the end of this year, the reasons I hope will be even stronger, which is that we will be committing ourselves and our membership to working to professional standards, which we can all agree are the acceptable levels below which people shouldn't be describing. And it's a badge as well. I think people will be able to say proudly, I'm a member of Ada.
Thank you very much. Ada's training standard updates. Following Ada's executive meeting in October 2023, trustees discuss the most pressing industry issues and how Ada can support its members. the hot topic of training standards came to the forefront, and we quickly dispatched Ros Chalmers and Mo Pickering-Symes to wrangle with the stage standards, and Veronica Hicks and Cara Edney to lead the screen AD working groups. Check out their thoughts as they begin to unpack this complex issue. Stage standards. Work is beginning to refresh ADA's long-running training course certificate in audio description and theatre, building on the essential work done in the early years of ADA. Existing standards and assessment methods are being examined for their suitability in the current climate, where many theatre makers are exploring new ways to include blind and partially sighted audiences and creatives. The aim is to create a course that includes the fundamentals of audio description, including observation, editorial decision, making, language, and vocal skills, that will leave the describer safe to practice in all but the most specialist areas such as ballet and contemporary dance, opera or circus. These skills can be offered as separate modules. We're exploring the possibility of ADA endorsing individual tutors to run the courses to the agreed standards to encourage a broader distribution of the knowledge. Allied to this is ADA's commitment to all parts of the audience's experience, from finding out about an upcoming audio describe show, to booking it, to the way staff provide a warm welcome within the venue, and to the technical considerations. Only 21% of UK theatres currently provide audio describe performances. ADA aims to support others who may be floundering and need extra support. And that was contributed by Ros Chalmers, MBE, artist consultant and audio describer, a member of the ADA Executive Committee. Screen standards. To mark a brand new year, ADA is taking a new look at the principles of screen AD, based on user and industry feedback and our members' requests. We'll be compiling a set of standards based on key principles taken from the upcoming EBU Handbook for High Quality Description on Screen to train beginners and active describers needing CPD. The course should cover everything you need to know, the golden rules of how to avoid annoying our audience, unfortunately it happens quite a lot, repetition, irrelevant detail, overwriting, and bad phrasing, to name just a few. We shall be examining all the genres of screen content that you as describers are faced with: feature length, drama, series or standalone episodes, documentary, political, historical, and nature, short films, comedy, and adult material, plus horror, children's programs, reality, dance, animation, and live screen AD. Trainees who complete the module to a satisfactory standard will receive ADA accreditation, which will stand you in good stead when you apply for AD jobs. If people don't meet these standards, which will be assessed by trained, blind, and partially sighted users, they will not be awarded accreditation. The hope is that eventually only accredited describers will be working in the industry. We owe this to our listening audience and to ourselves to know that we are doing the best job we can possibly do. Details will be provided in our next newsletter, but please do not hesitate to contact us. And that's info@audiodescription.co.uk if you have any questions or feedback. And that was contributed by Veronica Hicks, Director of AD at Luno London, formerly Head of AD at BTI Studios and IMS, and Audio Description Association Executive Member. ADA Website Update. A quick update from Oscar White, one of ADA's newest and tech-savviest trustees, on the recent website developments. Following the brilliant work of Neil Redding, I'm migrating the website onto Wix.com. I've been working to refresh the design and add some new features. If you are a paid member of ADA, you'll now be able to add yourself to our directory and update your details whenever you like. We've been working behind the scenes to merge accounts and ensure that everyone's details are up to date. Members will also be able to explore our forum and resource pages from late January too. ADA needs you. calling all newsletter contributors. Our members know what's happening in our industry better than anyone else, and we want to hear what's important to you. Drop us a line at info@audiodescription.co.uk. That's info@audiodescription.co.uk. Information about forthcoming Audio Describe TV shows, performances or related events and workshops, suggestions for newsletter stories and thoughtful pieces that can enrich our readers' experiences, volunteers to host AD Soup sessions where we can come together to share ideas and insights, your involvement can help us create a more inclusive and engaging platform for all. ADA Events. ADA Skillset 2024 Awareness and Development with myself, Tim Calvert. So, for the next 3 months, I've lined up three really exciting sessions. In January, we have Customer Experience with Jonathan Nash and myself, and Jonathan is from Sightlines, and this will take place on the 29th of January in the afternoon, that's a Monday, and that's going to be between 2 and 3:30pm. And then in February 2024, we have What to Charge AD Rates and How to Sell Your Business Marketing with myself and Anne Hornsby. And this will be on the 27th of February, which is a Tuesday, and that's from 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 3:30pm. Then in March, we have Screen and Stage, What to Describe, What Not to Describe with myself and Veronica Hicks. And this will take place on the 25th of March, which is a Monday, and that's 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 3:30. Further sessions will be announced in a couple of months' time. And we also have for you AD Soup Zoom sessions. Now, these are going to take place, and they're going to continue the third Monday of each month, 7pm till 8pm. And the next ones are going to be Monday the 17th of January, Monday the 19th of February, Monday the 25th of March, Monday the 15th of April. And we also need some soup volunteers, and some titles will be announced later this year. So I've got a little bit of information for you from Ross Chalmers about the AD Soup Zoom sessions. Existing describers have already benefited from ADA Zoom workshops, and this will continue. A series of one-hour discussions on a specific subject will continue in the new year after its inception in November. These are the AD Soups, so called because they rely on describers to add the ingredients to a basic recipe. The first was on giving effective feedback to a colleague, and handouts were provided to embed the knowledge that was shared. These take place monthly on Monday evenings, 7 to 8pm on Zoom. And if you're signed up with ADA, then you'll get an email all about this and an invitation. Members are encouraged to offer a subject they would like to deliver. Current possibilities include continued professional development, describing lighting, scene sympathy, a return to diversity, and where else for audio description. Industry Events, Audio Description Institutes. Virtual events, April the 8th to the 12th 2024 and September the 9th to the 13th 2024, registrations are open for American Council of the Blind. February the 1st, mark your calendars, and more information will be sent out mid-January 2024. What's on TV? Some of our highlights for the TV with audio description is The Crown, available from Netflix Series 6. Alexander, The Making of a God, which airs from the 31st of January on Netflix. All the Light We Cannot See, also available now from Netflix. Slow Horses, Series 1 to 3 on Apple TV. Vigil, Series 1 and 2 from BBC iPlayer. House of Gucci, available with audio description on the BBC iPlayer. And Mr. Bates vs. The Post Office, available with audio description on ITVX. What's on theatre? So some of my highlights for what you should go and see or experience with audio description in the next couple of months are The Witches, A Musical Adventure. This is at the National Theatre at the Olivier, and it's audio described on Saturday the 20th of January with a touch tour at 12. Curtain up is 1:30 and description is by Andrew Holland and Ross Chalmers. I experienced this in December and it's a fabulous show with wonderful original songs and some really brilliant staging. Then Macbeth is on at the Donmore Warehouse, and that's in Holborn. It's groundbreaking sound design for this one through headphones, and it really does benefit those who are visually impaired. It's on Saturday the 27th of January. There's a touch tour at 12:30pm, curtain up at 2:30, and it's waiting list only at the moment, so you need to put your name on a waiting list and they'll contact you if tickets are available. Stranger Things First Shadow is on at Phoenix Theatre in London. This is on the 10th of February. Touch tour is 1 o'clock and curtain up at 2. And the audio description is provided by Vocalize. Next up, we have Edward Scissorhands. And this is groundbreaking ballet from Matthew Bourne. It's on at the Birmingham Hippodrome on Saturday the 10th of February. Touch tour is 1:30, curtain up at 2:30. And description by Caroline Byrne. And do check and Google Edward Scissorhands Matthew Bourne Ballet for other dates around the country. And all audio description is provided by Caroline Byrne at each venue. Frameless, the interactive state-of-the-art galleries. Now this is on in Marble Arch and it takes place on the 12th of February at 1:30pm. There is a View on Access feature available, so I'll give you some more information about View on Access coming up. And if you'd like to listen to that, that is available in there. And description is by Sightline's Jonathan Nash. Hamilton is taking place at the Palace Theatre in Manchester. The audio description is on the 13th of February 2024 at 5:30pm and a touch tour is to be confirmed. Descriptions available from Mind's Eye. My Neighbour Toronto is my star pick. There's also a feature now available on A View on Access you can listen to. This takes place at the Barbican Centre. It's groundbreaking Royal Shakespeare Company production with puppetry that's also groundbreaking in itself. This takes place on the 28th of February. There's a touch tour at 5 o'clock and curtains up at 7pm. Another personal highlight from the last couple of months for myself is The Motive and the Cue, which is from the National Theatre but is on in the West End. This is on at the Noel Coward Theatre and this takes place on Thursday the 29th of February at 7:30 and Saturday the 16th of March at 2pm. And the touch tours are to be confirmed, but they're normally around 90 minutes before the performance. Audio description resources, A View on Access podcast. Myself, Tim Calvert, I present A View on Access, which showcases the best of accessible entertainment, arts and culture around the UK. This podcast offers a spotlight on audio description, venue, access and general information that visually impaired audiences find helpful. I also encourage any feedback or suggestions for future features. And you can find this by going online, and that's audiodescription.co.uk/podcast. And we're also available on Audio Boom, searching A View on Access. Information on the Ada Board of Trustees. The chair is Edward Coppersaro. Vice chair is myself, Tim Calvert. Treasurer is Andrew Piper. Secretary is Jenny Alborn. Membership secretary, Trish Hodson. Trustees, Paul Succi, Carolyn Smith, Veronica Hicks, Karen Limper-Hertz, Roz Chalmers, Oscar White and Cara Edney. Special mentions and thanks to Neil Redding, who retired as chair after 4 years' sterling service. Joe Myers and Mo Pickering Symes have stepped down from their trustee roles to make way for new nominees, but continue to be closely involved, helping Ada on certain projects. As we close out 2023, we want to extend our heartfelt gratitude to all of you for your unwavering support and involvement in Ada. Your dedication has been instrumental in our success, and we are truly grateful for your contributions. As we step into the new year, we wish you all a joyous and prosperous 2024. May it be filled with new opportunities, exciting challenges, and continued growth. Happy New Year to you and your loved ones. And a reminder to email Ada and get in touch about anything featured in this newsletter or about anything else at all. You can email info@audiodescription.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
Produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.